We chatted to Sam Reed from the Sydney Swans earlier this morning regarding, you know, the education as far as all things in sport, all things in society, but particularly for gambling, because it's one of the issues here. And I'm pretty sure it's the same in the world of the National Rugby League. They're well versed by officials too that they're not to be betting on rugby league. Aaron Woods from the Cronulla Sharkies joins us. G'day, Woodsy.
Hello, boys. How are we?
Yeah, you guys get a fair bit of education, don't you, regarding this sort of issue?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely, TK. You know, when you come through the 20 system, you do a thing. It's called the rookie camp. Well, that's what I did when I came through, and I think it's just changed the name now. But you do a few, like, scenarios and topics on it. And then at the start of each year, you get a team that comes in and, you know, someone from the NRL, and they just talk to you about, you know, things that you can and things you can't do, as in sort of, you know, drinking, drugs, betting. Yeah. So we're pretty well educated. They hit the nail on the head early, you know, early in the career to give you a heads up, because, you know, like the bloke from Collingwood, there's been a couple incidents in rugby league, but, yeah, you know, it's disappointing to see that, but probably, you know, you don't want to be seeing too much of it. And there weren't outstanding bets, but it's just, you can't do that.
No, you can't.
The Tim Simona one was a bad one because he was betting on opposition player.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
He was also selling jerseys online for charities and pocketing the money as well.
Yeah, that's terrible. Yeah.
So it was a different scenario altogether. What about Origin? It's all about Origin this weekend and representative football, Woodsy. New South Wales 1-0 down. It was a tough game up there in Queensland. They lost 18-14. What have you made of the squad, mate?
Mate, there's been a few changes, Loz. Obviously, some had to be made with injuries. Look, it's we don't need to panic, but, you know, we're down 1-0. We've both been there before, Loz. It's tough, but look, some of those changes, you're really excited. Probably the only one that was probably disappointed was Josh Morris. I thought he played really well, and I thought he defended real well in the game. And you know, and to lose someone like Latrell, probably a massive loss for us, but, you know, Freddie's the coach, and we back him 1,000,000%. So he's bringing, you know, youngie Jack Whiten in, who's been playing some really, really good football. And Tommy Turbo, geez, he was on fire on the weekend. So, look, we did lose some big names, but some of the players we've gained, I'm so excited to watch play.
Yeah, can you tell us a little bit about Daniel Saifidi? Now, have you played against him? I'm assuming you have.
Yeah, I've played against Daniel Saifidi a few times. Yep. He's a big unit. You know, he's got really good bumpers. I think he'll go really good in the early exchanges. Yeah. Just he's hard to get a hold of. He's not your typical front rower, just runs up. He's got good feet. You know, and like I said before, he's got good bumpers where he bends over and uses his elbows. And mate, he's just hard to get a hold of. He's bigger than you think, and he's got really good leg speed. So, you know, and I've sort of learned a lot more about him this year, obviously with my best mate going up there and talking to Clem. And Clem has a huge rap on him. So, and right, he just said, he's matured a lot. Like he's been a kid, you know. He's been the young front row of that forward pack for the last 3 or 4 years. So he's gone to the games where he's the top dog. So, man, I'm really looking forward to seeing how he goes in the Origin Arena.
Yeah. Would you push a Jake Trbojevic up into the front row and put Paul Vaughan back to the bench?
Yeah, look, I think probably our bench, we haven't got the biggest bench. So, no, I'd probably maybe start Finucane at lock and move Jakey up front, because Jakey, you can get nearly 80 minutes out of Jakey. He's just a bloke that, you know, he probably hasn't got the best body, but geez, he can just keep motoring along. He's a footballer. He's got the brains to get around. And, mate, I think if we can bring someone like Paul Vaughan with a bit of leg speed with Tarek Sims off the bench, I think it would really make it real difficult for the Queenslanders.
Yeah, I was going to ask you,
Woodsy. He gave himself a rap, I think, there, didn't he? What's like your bag and poor old Jake Trbojevic's body. What are you? Adonis?
Oh, mate, I'm no Adonis. Don't worry about that.
what do you make of the fact, and I don't want to put you out of a job here, so I'm assuming you'll talk it up, but they've gone with all back rowers on the bench. You know, we get a lot of people SMS us and ring into this program saying we could be a one big man short. Your thoughts?
I think we are, but you've got to look at who's out there as well. You know, I think there was big raps from Jordan McLean, but then he did his hamstring just going into the Origin. But then listening to Freddie's comments after Origin 1, you know, he had Clem, Frizzell and Corden on the bench, but Freddie really likes those mobile top forwards. He likes them because they got football in them. And he said he left Cameron Murray and Jakey Trbojevic on to score some points, whereas, you know, probably I think if he had his time back again, he might have had one big man on. You know, I think the way Clem played that game was outstanding. Yeah. He was our forward leader. He just kept cutting the ball up. And I think you need a big bloke to lay that line, whereas I think if we can push maybe Vaughan back to the bench, you know, it gives Sofidi to lay the line at the start. Then once Vaughan comes on, he can push forward. And then the likes of Trbojevic and Cameron Murray's can play off the back of his really good carries.
It's crucial for me that Wade Graham plays some significant minutes. You've seen this recovery from the ACL. His two games back have been solid, haven't they, for Wade Graham? How many minutes do you think he'll play, and how do you think Freddie might be able to use Wade Graham?
Oh, mate, he's going to get Wado on early. You know, yeah. I think probably after about 30 minutes, 25 to 30 minutes, once, you know, that first 20 minutes is the real tough period of origin. And after that, sort of breaks up a little bit, you know. I thought Queensland did a really good job of that in game one. You know, we were all over them for that first period, and somehow they come back, you know. I think if we can, you know, throw Wado out there just after that softening up period, I think he really caused some trouble. You know, I think the thing about Wado is he's not just, you know, cut the ball up. He counts numbers, who's in front of him. You know, if the wingers drop back early, he'll play a bit of shape with his 5'8 and his centres. If the winger's up, he can even put a little left foot kick in. So he just adds another dimension to the attack. So I think the sooner that Freddie can get him out there, but it just depends on the game as well, TK. If it's an arm wrestle, I'd like to get him out there early as possible.
Yeah. It doesn't matter what the game is. I'd want him out there playing.
I just think he's a terrific leader. And I could see the whole demeanour of the Sharks team change the other night when you were behind by 20. Wade Graham comes onto the field, and it's no coincidence that the Sharks go from, you know, being at a 5 to being at an 8 straight away. And the influence that he has, not only with his ability, but with his talk as well.
Yeah, I think that's his major part of Wado. You know, it's so good having him there on the back row because it's like having a half. He just directs everything. You know, if you're in a very bad situation on the field, he just talks you out of it. You know, it always makes you feel comfortable and makes you feel, you know, when you look next to someone having like Wado there, you're like, geez, I'm really safe now. And like you said, I thought just his physicalness on the weekend on Thursday, you know, I thought the Canberra pack was sort of rolling through us a bit early on, and then he took it upon himself. He come charging out of the line, you know. Him and Bateman had a really good clash, and it just sort of gave another spring in the step to our side. That's, you know, they see Wado doing it, everyone wants to jump on the back of it.
Yeah, no, he's a terrific player. If it's wet, which they're predicting a lot of showers and thunderstorms over there on the weekend, what's the mindset of a player? What's the mindset of both teams?
I think early on it's just ball control, Oz. You know, you just got to hold that ball as long as possible, which is in any game, but especially in Origin, you know, if you can hold the ball and, you know, someone like Jimmy Maloney, I watched him the last few weeks, the amount of repeat sets he got against South Sydney and the Roosters, if they can just keep, you know, when they've got the ball in their hands, just keep trucking up the field, repeat sets, just keep making Queensland tackle and make them tired. And, you know, eventually later on down the track, it will wear them down, or, you know, they might fall off some tackles. Yeah, the more tackles they're going to have to make, mate, the more juice is going to run out of that tank. And I think we've picked a really mobile pack, so I think if we can just be really good in, you know, the little effort areas, which they've spoke about a lot, which is our push, our kick chase, I think we'll go a real long way. And, you know, the staff are holding the ball as much as possible.
How's the little baby going, mate? Doing the shopping?
He's going all right, mate. He's going all right. He's sleeping well. So it's been pretty good at the moment. But we've had one bad night, but the missus had it, thank God.
Good on you, mate. Thanks, Aaron.
Thanks, boys. Cheers for me.
Aaron Woods joining us on the program there, and talking up Wade Graham, and justifiably so. He could be that little. Well, he can be that X factor. There's no doubt about that. Repeating the news: New South Wales just slide outsiders now. Just slide outsiders with Queensland into $1.90.